how to reduce swelling in your ankles. This is not something that just happens on a long plane journey. This can be something that is going on a regular basis, specifically when you wake up in the mornings. The last thing you want is to have any swelling or inflammation in your legs. So I'm going to show you a couple of tips about how you can reduce swelling in your ankles, and we'll walk these through. Some of these may be worth watching on the YouTube channel. Just type in West Chiropractic to YouTube and you can watch these as well. But I'll talk you through them here. Episode 48 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. How to reduce swelling in your ankles. This is something that a lot of our clients will struggle with, and it generally tends to happen the later on in life we get. It can be concerning in that there may be another systemic issue that's causing the problem, but also we can try and help that the best we can from a musculoskeletal perspective as well, to avoid that horrible look that you have in your ankles. But also from a functional and physiological aspect, we need to make sure we're getting that fluid back around the body, getting that blood around the body, keep you as fit and mobile as possible long term. My name is Dr. Jeremy Andrews. I'm a doctor of chiropractic here at West Chiropractic in Surrey. And today I'm going to talk you through exactly what I do with my clients that come in with ankle and leg swelling and how we get rid of that as quick as possible. So, mini disclaimer here, if you do have ankle swelling that could be related to any sort of heart failure or heart trouble, then these exercises probably are not going to be your first point of call. You need to make sure that you're under care with a GP or cardiac specialist to be able to give you the specific advice. It's probably best to seek them first. If you've tried everything with them and you have regular checkups and medication that's helping, then by all means, and they've signed you off to come see us, then by all means, please try these exercises if they've said that it's okay. But otherwise, if it is just a question of trying to get that fluid back in, then please try these exercises. But if you do struggle with anything, then please give us a shout or seek further medical attention. So first one here, on your back, you can do this in bed, you can do it on a sofa or on the floor. You need to make sure the back is nice and neutral, tummy nice and flat. And you're gonna try and lift one leg up like this. So one leg up as far as you can. If you only get to there, that's absolutely fine, but here is great. And all you're gonna try and do is just flex and extend the toes like this. So you can just see my foot flexing there in the shot. That's gonna help to activate the calf muscle. Calf muscle is an amazing muscle that starts to pump fluid back from the ankles all the way back up to the body, and then can be redistributed around your body as well. Ankle swelling is just the distribution of fluid at the base here. Obviously you have the heart here that pumps all the blood and the fluid around the body. The hydrostatic pump, or the pump that helps, is not great at the base of our body. Try and get it back up, which is why we need to use the muscles while we walk around. Helps everything push back up into the rest of the body. Now, what you can do is obviously swap sides. They're like this. If you're feeling really brave, you could put both legs up like this and then do a double ankle pump, or you could alternate like this. Need a bit of coordination for that one, which I obviously do not have, and that's going to help bring some blood back to the body. Now, this one is going to be a bit harder on the lower back and the hips. So if you do have hip issues or lower back issues, just be careful with that one. Maybe just start with one like this. I'll repeat that for 30 seconds on one side, do 30 seconds on the other. Try and repeat that three times through. So the second movement that we give to our clients with ankle and leg swelling is purely high knees, or walking on a spot. So very, very simply, try and make sure you are somewhere that hasn't got anything that you could knock into if you are going to fall over. Or if you do feel unstable, make sure you're holding onto the wall or holding onto a shelf or somebody else as well. So let's start this. High knee comes up and then back down, up and back down. So very simple, but there's a couple of subtle nuances I need you to take care of. See, I'm already wobbling around. So what needs to happen is core nice and tight. So sucking the tummy in, squeezing the buttocks as well, making sure that left foot is planted because we're going to be lifting up the right one. Looking dead ahead at something on the wall to help keep your balance. And you can always keep your arms out like this. So tummy tucked in, glutes tight, lift and lift and lift and lift. Really trying to get that knee as high as you can. We're trying to drive the force through the base of the legs to help that fluid move back up as well. So a subtle thing you can do as well when you're doing these leg lifts is push up at the top on the calf like this. Now, I'm falling over there, you see. You are going to need to hold on to something with this. So if I concentrate again, tummy tucked in, pushing up and then coming back down, pushing up and coming back down. I would highly recommend holding onto a chair for those. It's going to really get a lot of force through those calves. Lovely way to get that swelling reduced in the legs. Okay, so laying down as well, you can do bicycle legs. And again, that's going to help pump some blood from back up. So literally legs come up like this, and we're just trying to cycle through the air. 30 seconds of this. Doesn't have to be too big.
Just trying to get some movement. Make sure your tummy's nice and tight. The exercise is going to help your core stability as well, not only your leg swelling. Just helps to circle everything through like this. Lovely way to get some movement, activity back in the legs, taking pressure off those ankles as well.
You may have seen a lot of advice about compression socks. Now, compression socks are fantastic, especially if you're going on long flights. You also get them if you've been in for surgery as well. It helps to compact the calves, helps to squeeze fluid and blood back into the rest of the body, back into the heart, and they can be redistributed around the rest of the body to the vital organs. Compression socks are great. They cost anything between 10 and 15 pounds on Amazon. I use them when I go out on long walks or if I've been doing a lot of running to help with recovery. The jury is out on the research on how much they do actually help you recover. There is some great stuff out there, but also a lot of counter research as well. So please do your own investigation, take both sides. I personally find them fantastic, but I think that's more from a subjective basis rather than objectivity. So have a look at those and see what you think. There's different ones. You can get ones that go over the whole of the foot down to the toes. I find those very difficult to get on because they're so tight. I just have the calf guards, which allow the calf to be nice and tight, taking pressure off those areas. So those are the top things that I use with our clients every single day to help reduce their leg and ankle swelling. As I say, if there is something more sinister going on, you need to make sure you're seeking professional help first before trying these. So if you like the video, please hit the like button. Please subscribe to the channel for regular updates. We post at least 2 videos every single week. And if you like what you're seeing as well, you can grab a copy of my best-selling book here, The Secret Cure to Back Pain, How to Avoid a Lifetime of Painkillers and Surgery. You can grab that on the Amazon link below. Thank you so much.